Can you tell us some stories that you might have witnessed of those that were in critical care that died and were resuscitated and saw the other side of the judgment seat, where it is a fact, and we are warned about this from our Lord. He warns us about it. We're warned about it by the apostles. We're warned about it by any of the saints or mystics who ever had revelations or visions of what the afterlife looks like, that there are an awful lot of souls. Our Lady told us, he told the children, he told, as a matter of fact, we just did the 100-year commemoration of the first apparition of Fatima. What's one of the visions? Mm-hmm. She took Jacinta and Lucia and Francesca, took them to a high mountain and showed them the lake of fire and showed them the souls, as Sister Lucia recalled it, Kelly, falling into hell like snowflakes. It was snowing, so many of them were going there. Can you tell us the story of someone who saw the other side, the bad side?
Yeah, I took care of a man. I called him Alan in my book, who had open heart surgery 20 some years ago before my encounter with him, and he died on the operating table. And he went to judgment, and he said that when he was watching his life go through, he said there was nothing of any merit in it at all. He described himself as a self-centered SOB. I mean, just blatantly. He said, but at the end of his judgment, he said, I knew where I was going, and I knew my sentence was just. I knew that I was getting what I deserved. There was no rebuttal. He says, there's no rebuttal when you're standing in front of perfection and perfect truth. But something inside of him made him throw himself at the feet of Jesus and beg for mercy. And in his account, he said that Jesus gave him that second chance. He said, but first I want you to see what would have been your eternity this very day. And so Alan was taken through hell.
Oh.
And he was shown the spot that he would have been in for all of eternity. And it changed him to the point that I was speaking to his wife. And she said, this man that you're talking to is not the man he was before he had that experience. He is night and day completely different. But his account was, it was very terrifying, but he would only tell me he would only tell me to a certain level. He said the deeper that they went into hell, the worse things got. I tried to get him to.
So you're saying that Dante was correct, Kelly?
Pardon me?
You're saying that Dante was correct?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, it's logical. Just like in heaven. I mean, I don't deserve the same rewards that, like, Mother Teresa gets. I mean, seriously. It just goes to reason. I don't expect to be up there with her. I'll be on my own, depending on my own merits and, you know, my own sufferings and things. I'll have my own spot that's perfectly made for me. She gets, you know what I mean? So to me, it makes perfect sense. Hitler deserves to be way, you know, way the heck down there. somebody who's, you know, but to me, it made perfect sense. But he said they got so gruesome, the deeper that he went, the oppressive kind of horror of it all got so much more intense that he refused to tell me about it. He said, it's bad enough that I'm burdened with these memories. I don't want to burden anybody else with them. But his account was fascinating.
Wow. So did he make a conversion when he was given the chance then?
Oh, absolutely. The minute he was extubated and taken off the breathing machine, he asked for a priest. A priest couldn't come till the next day, but he said his confession took almost 3 hours. But he hadn't been to confession since he'd been 16, 17 years old.
Well, yeah, people, you cannot underestimate the need for regular acts of reconciliation and contrition.
Absolutely.